With WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting. Japanese beetles are an invasive insect that has been making their way into northern Wisconsin. Their population numbers have been increasing and are expected to keep rising for the next several years. WXPR's Katie Thorson reports.
Japanese beetles are small beetles with a shiny, bronze-colored shell. The invasive species was first detected in Wisconsin in the 1960s, but didn't make major population gains until the 1990s. They're now fairly well established in the southern part of the state. Linda Williams is a Wisconsin DNR Forest Health Specialist based in Woodruff. She says the way a new invasive species like the Japanese beetle works is the population numbers build. And we're talking millions and millions of them in this case, before they drop down to a level where they'll likely maintain in perpetuity. Right now, the Northwoods is still in the build-up phase.
The initial build-up, when Japanese beetle first shows up in an area, the numbers do get very, very high and very concerning for people.
Adult Japanese beetles feed on flowers and leaves of more than 300 plant species. In the northern forests, their favorite leaves to munch on appear to be birch, mountain ash, and basswood. William says they will also go for young oaks.
They eat most of the material out from between the veins, and then those leaves curl up and die, and they can drop off the tree.
Healthy, well-established trees can weather the beetles just fine, even for several years in a row. Younger or recently planted trees may not fare as well.
In forests, there's not really much that can be done, or generally needs to be done, about Japanese beetles. Forests typically will have species that Japanese beetle does not like to feed on mixed in with species that they do like to feed on. So the forest stand is generally going to remain healthy enough that those trees will continue to come back year after year.
The winsome fly, another invasive species, is a biological control for Japanese beetles that will follow them north and eventually help with population control. William says there are ways for people to remove beetles in their yard. We have resources at WXPR.org. Just look for this article. Katie Thorson, WXPR News.
A Tomahawk manufacturing plant is closing, taking 76 jobs with it. Samuel Pressure Vessel Group announced the closure of its facility on Bridge Street in a letter to city and state officials. The plant started shutting down August 4th, with all employee separations to be completed by December 31st. All affected workers have been notified their job loss will be permanent. The company said employees will not have bumping rights to displace more junior workers. Affected jobs include fabricators, machine operators, welder operators, production supervisors, and more. No reason for the facility's closure was given. Samuel Pressure Vessel Group is based in Marinette. This story is courtesy of WAOW Television. Rhinelander's Hodag Dome will reopen to the public on Monday. The dome closed in late June so the track could be replaced and to allow for painting of the tennis and pickleball courts. Hopes had been the work would only take a few weeks, but it took longer than expected. Now the dome is ready to go. The track still needs its lane lines, but it can be walked on in the meantime. The dome was built to offer an indoor space for sports and practices for the school district of Rhinelander, but has proven to be popular with the public for activities like walking and pickleball. In a Facebook post, dome managers noted an adjustment has been made to the cost of an annual resident membership, which will now be $20. The school district of Rhinelander calls the Hodag Dome the largest air-supported high school dome in the nation. Wisconsinites enrolled in BadgerCare Plus will start receiving notifications from the state this month about how new federal work requirements might impact them. Judith Ruiz Branch reports.
Adults under age 65 without a dependent child living with them will have to work, volunteer, or be in school for 80 hours in a month to maintain their coverage. State officials estimate 200,000 enrollees will be impacted, with about 63,000 people at immediate risk of losing health care coverage. Wisconsin Department of Health Services Secretary Kirsten Johnson says there are exemptions for certain individuals, including those who are deemed medically frail, Federal and state officials are still determining what classifies someone as being too sick to work.
We may be able to determine that they are medically frail without them having to physically submit anything to us, that we may already have that information.
Johnson says it will cost $10 million in the first year to implement new work requirements, which begin in March of 2027. BadgerCare Plus members should make sure their contact information is up to date and opt in to all DHS emails and texts. I'm Judith Ruiz Branch reporting.
Park Falls Police warns scam calls are going around, spoofing the department phone number. The caller tells the person they have a warrant and pretends to provide information on how to address it. Park Falls Police say this is a scam and an attempt to obtain personal information or trick you into transferring money to the scammer in some way. Their advice is to never provide personal information over the phone to someone you do not know personally, even if the caller claims to be from your bank, law enforcement, or the government. They ask community members to spread the word about the scam. A coalition of environmental groups says raising public awareness of prairies could help spur conservation efforts. Harvest Public Media's Celia Yolpe's Jepson reports.
Half of Americans say they know little or nothing about grasslands. One in six considers themselves knowledgeable on the topic. That's according to a survey commissioned by nearly a dozen groups, including the Nature Conservancy. Brian Obermeyer with the group says the survey found that as awareness increases, people see this ecosystem as important.
It is an amazing carbon bank, so a lot of stored carbon. About 80% of the prairie is underground.
Prairies also reduce flood risks, protect water from pollution, and support ranching. Most of North America's grasslands have been destroyed. I'm Celia Yobis-Jepson, Harvest Public Media.
For WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting.